when I was single and I was in YU, so Motzoi Yom Kippur, after standing a whole day, Rav Schechter would come back to the Beis Medrash and give a shiur in Hilchos Sukkah. And it was amazing. It was like electric. And I'm sure he's doing the same thing tonight. And I'm very excited that when I spoke to him last week, he agreed he's giving the Kollel a special Hilchos Sukkah Zoom shiur tomorrow morning. So I feel like a kid. So I'll be excited tomorrow, but I'm really excited tonight because to learn Motzoi Yom Kippur, wow, it's gavaldic. So it's the gift of technology, the Zoom. Everybody can be in their pajamas and relax. But this is a piece. This piece of Rav Kook is really quite fascinating. It comes from this Sefer, Rav Kook's commentary on the Siddur called Olas Riya. And he has a section, it's called Likutim, little selections. He has a section about this period of time. It's really absolutely fascinating. It's the way Rav Kook looks at the world. Because where are we right now? We're between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkos. So how do we view this time? What is this about? Chazal have a really fascinating take because they say, you know why the first day of Sukkos is called Ulakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon? Sukkos is the first day of what? So Chazal say, Rishon Lecheshbon HaAvonos. It's the first day of calculating your Averus. Why? Because they say between now, Motzoi Yom Kippur, and the first day of Sukkos, who has time to do Averus? Everybody's building their Sukkah and helping their in-laws and helping their neighbors. Everybody's doing mitzvos, taking care of their Dalad Minim, right? Who has time for Averus? So, you know, how do I understand that, Chazal? Like, maybe when I was 7 years old, I actually thought that nobody had time to do Averus. But like, Lamaisa, now that I'm grown up, I know that I can have time to do the mitzvahs and also do Averus. You know what I mean? Like, we can do both. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. Like, so what exactly does it mean that this is Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos? So that question is kind of in the back of our mind. What's the avoda of these 4 days, and what's the character of them? Like, we're between this really intense ruchnius of closeness to Hashem with Yom Kippur, and then you have the amazing simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu of Sukkos, and you have this 4 day interim period. Like, we have 2 days of kollel, people have some work, you know, they have stuff going on. So, what is it? So, Rav Kook has, look at this piece, he has just a fascinating, fascinating way of seeing this section. Mitzad ha-chachma ha-elyona, through the lens of Hashem, the ideal way of looking at life, olam hazeh va-olam haba kelulim heim biyachad. What does that mean? Mitzad ha-kadosh baruch hu, there's actually no difference between olam haba and olam hazeh. Ever think about that? What does that mean? What does it mean that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? Exactly. It's just one continuum of the light of Hashem being expressed. In this world, that light is couched and framed and concealed in one way, and it's expressed in a different way. But it's all a Ratzon Hashem. Right? There's no real dichotomy between, I mean, we perceive it because right here the neshama is encased by the guf, and then in the other world the neshama is unencumbered by the guf, but the neshama is the same. There's just a very slight transition from one to the other. But on a fundamental level, he's saying that for the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we talk about Hashem Yisbarach, whatever that means, hakol echad, it's all oneness. Like, to us, we say, oh, that's Olam Haba, and this is Olam Hazeh. But Rav Kook is saying, that's not really true. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one. Him klulim him yachad. And the kolam mechazik is Olam Haba. This is really interesting, Rav Kook. If you're mechazik Olam Haba, mechazik is Olam Hazeh. By definition, therefore, your mechazik is olam hazeh. Now, we don't experience that often. We experience that there is a break between the two. that there's tension between the two. But the great tzaddikim, the people are living on the high level, the Rebbe Akivas, the Rav Kooks, the Lubavitcher Rebbes, the Rabbi Levins, they experience it as all the same. And so if you're mechazik, if you live a life of tzidkus in this world, so then you're just being mechazik your life of tzidkus in the next world, and vice versa. V'chol mechazik is olam hazeh, mechazik is olam haba. V'al pi ha'arukazos ein makom ladinim klal. And in this sense, there is no place for din, for criticism, for judgment, because everything is good. Klapei Shmaya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no evil, there's no bad, there's no darkness, it's all light. Somehow, if you look, like Rav Kook talks about this elsewhere in the Oros HaTshuva, later, and it also appears in some of the Torahs of Ishbitz and also in Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that somehow Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the things that look to us like Averos, that's all part of the plan. Now, we're not meant to live life trying to do Averos, obviously. But let's say the story of Yehuda and Tamar, that was a very strange story. But al pi the Hasidic Mekubalim, that was also by design. That somehow, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as brokenness. Everything is tov, everything is good. Kiyim chasodim gemurim meleim umevusamim. That's the ideal. However, Amna mitzad hatziur ha'olam mi haruchani shekvar mishtachlel ayidei bina shalmala pahanochas hagedarim arishonim ledargos hametzius. When Hashem Yisbarach created the physical world, why is he using the phrase bina here? Because api Kabbalah, one way to break down the upper spheros is chachma is here, bina is here, and das is here. That's the Rosh Tevos. Right. So, Chachma, in a certain sense, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, that's only one. The minute you talk about Bina, you have number two, you have a separation. Anytime you have a separation, you have dissonance. It's not a surprise, so to speak, that Gehenim was created on Monday, on the second day of creation. Because Vayer Vayom Yom Echad, Yom Echad, everything was Echad. Then there was a split. Bina is like the second. So Chachma is one and Bina is two. All of a sudden now you have two. Two indicates that there are levels. So Rav Kook is saying, wait a second. Before anything came into existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was oneness. But then, to deal with the reality of life, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? He created a world. And through that, he created Dargos of Metzius. And through that, Kone Ha'olam Hazeh Va'olam Haba Kol Echad Eskidro. There's a difference. We struggle to see Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba as one. Right? We live in very much Olam Hazeh, and we don't see Olam Haba. We don't. There was a beautiful story Dr. Tversky tells. I think it's in the book on the Machzor for Yom Kippur. I saw it, I think, today. I saw it recently. Maybe it was today. I don't even remember. So he says, a chassid came, I forget, I think it was maybe to the Rupshitzer, and he said, Rebbe, I need help. I need help doing tshuva. I know I should do tshuva, but I just can't pull the trigger. So the Rebbe said to him, well, how did you do the Avera in the first place? He said, the Avera was easy. I had a desire and I just did it. Oh, it's not in Dr. Tversky, it's in Reb Judah Michel's Baderech. That's where I saw this. So the Rebbe said to him, you had a Ratzon and you just did it. So fine, you have a Ratzon for Shuva, so just do it. Right? The same way. But the answer is we don't see that. We don't experience that. Right? The Ratzon for the Olam Hazeh is not the Ratzon for the Olam Haba. And now he says, Poshet Shekivan Shekvar Yesh Kav HaMechaleik. Now there's a dividing line. Ein olam hazeh tofes mokom klal b'mokom sholom haba meir b'tokef amiloi v'zeo yisod ha'tshuva haba mitoch ha'aras olam haba b'chol maloi pe'era. Now, if a person is locked in fully to olam haba, then all of a sudden they ignore olam hazeh. right? Because for us, it's difficult to do both. There's a break. There's a line. You hear the point? So now we see Al Yedei HaAliyah Shel Yom HaKippurim, we get away from Olam Hazeh. And so now what we've got is this transition. What did Yom Kippur do? It gave us a day that we were totally Olam Haba Jews. Right? We were like Moshe Rabbeinu at the top of the mountain, 40 days. Lechem lo achal, mayim lo shasa. We didn't eat, we didn't drink, nothing physical. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam recognizes that for us, one day a year, we got to figure out, we've got to come up with a strategy to only be in the realm of Olam Haba. Because we're struggling to put them together. So we want to tap into this high level of tshuva. But now we come to the avod of these days. Utsrichim shmira. We need attentiveness, guarding. Kishepogshim b'inyonei ha'olam hazeh. Mikol michshol. We need guarding when we encounter the issues of Olam Hazeh from any michshol, any faultiness. Fa'osam hayomim shebein Yom HaKippurim l'sukkos. These days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, mitnu they are given l'chinuch shel chazara l'inyanei ha'olam hazeh. Get back to the world of Olam Hazeh. B'tiur hagon b'kedusha. With how we live with that new vision of kedusha.
It's like a reset.
Exactly. So we started with this total, exclusive Olam Haba. But that's not life. We don't live on Yom Kippur a whole year. We got to go to work. We got to eat. We got to have relationships. For those people who took a Tanis Dibur, you can't go a whole life with a Tanis Dibur. The Chavetz Chaim says, the Inyan of Shmiras HaLashon, that's not to take a Tanis Dibur. It's actually relatively easy not to say Shmiras HaLashon when you take a Tanis Dibur. You don't speak at all. What's the Avoda, says Rav Kook? It's take that experience of being in Olam Haba and bring it down to our lives. To transition it into our world. But Tior Hagel, with a proper vision of Kedusha, V'achesh ben nigmar liyom rishon shel sukkos b'mitzvah sukkah v'lulav, shen misbasasim inyonei ha'olam hazev v'ne'echozim b'kedusha. That we take things that are super physical, right? You take branches. That's what the Gemara darshins. It's psolis gor v'yekev. It's literally the stuff that's lying in the yard. It's the most physical stuff you've got. Then you go out and you have to build. There are some people here who know the difference between the thing and the other thing in Home Depot. But the rest of us Jews, we go in there, we're like, this is Olam Hazeh. We don't know what to do with this. Where do you put a 2x4? I don't even know two by four what? Is that Tvachim? Is that Amos? What kind of shear is that? 2x4, is that a Gemara somewhere? No, you need a 2x2. Like, that's real Olam Hazeh, right? Banging and schlepping and building and taking branches and fruits. But that's the goal. We take what Rav Kook calls this netia kitzonis of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is very extreme. So we're going to take some of that light, some of that ore, and we're going to work to transition during these days so that we're buying and preparing and getting ready for our sukkah. And then he goes on, but I think just for us as a takeaway, seeing sukkahs as the day that we step out of our homes and we're in the natural world. It's very organic, right? The sukkah has to be made of organic stuff on top. On the one hand, we say that the sukkah is temporary. It's not a diras keva, it's a temporary. We don't want to get too caught up in physical. But there's a mitzvah of achila, there's a mitzvah of eating. Right? It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, to live in the sukkah, to live in this world. So the goal is that on Sukkot, we're bringing the Olam Haba that we got on Yom Kippur in that extreme abstract into our physical world. And so right now, this is the transition where we're thinking about what did we take from Yom Kippur and that we bring into our lives. So let's think about that. It's an amazing idea. Right? What does it mean to take Yom Kippur with us? Because we're going to be back right now in the Olam Hazeh. It's Rav Kook refers later as the tesisa of these days. This is the tension. Because Olam Hazeh is coming back and saying, hey, this is normal life. Yom Kippur is not normal. That's extreme. And it's true. But the question is there some way, and that's what Sukkot is going to try to bring us to harmonize our Olam Hazeh and our Olam Haba. To come to that place where it's Echad, where we're not feeling so much tension, but we could just be at peace. And maybe that's why it's called Sukkah Shalom. Ufroz Olenu Sukkah Shlomecha. The Sukkah brings us a sense of peace. That Yom Kippur was good. We needed that extremism. We needed that one day of like far out, right? We needed that one day. But now we're feeling unsettled because we're like, wow, it's such a letdown after Yom Kippur. So maybe the Yom Kippur wasn't real, right? And how do I process this? The answer is we go back to work and we start preparing mitzvos to be in a situation where for 7 days, the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba are living together better. There is peace. The Shechina is in your sukkah. But it's while you're eating and sleeping. Right, Mamish? You're doing all your activities. Even in theory, a person would use the bathroom in their sukkah, which we don't because it's not covered to the sukkah. But on the one end, your sukkah is like the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkah Stavar HaNofoles. It has Kedusha. All the sukkah is muktzah for Dvarm Shebekdusha. On the other hand, you're doing your regular life. You know? There's a discussion in the Chayadim, I think it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, like a person, if you have, I think as long as there's nothing inappropriate there, if you have things, just regular stuff to do, let's say you're doing work at home, it's a mitzvah to do the work in the sukkah. Sukkah is not just for just reading chumash. If you work on your laptop virtually, it's a mitzvah to work on the laptop in the sukkah. It's mamash a mitzvah. Mitzvah to read the newspaper in the sukkah if it doesn't have, you know, certain things that shouldn't be read. But the idea is you're living Olam Hazeh through the filter of the Yom Kippurim that we got. That's the thing. Rav Kook wants us to try to strive for that Sukkah Shalom, that place where we can bring the two together. And I don't know exactly how it looks. And I don't think there's a perfect formula. And I think it is a struggle. It's tesisa. It's not settled. These are hard days. It's weird. It's right. It's weird. Because you're coming off a day of Yom Shekulo Kodesh. Shabbos Shabbason. But now tomorrow everyone's going to go regular work. Already tonight people are doing regular work. But the answer is that struggle is the avoda. Is the avoda that we're trying to sort through our lives. To try to put together, to mend together that Sukkah Shalom of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Sometimes you see a great tzaddik, and they're physically living in this world, but they're really in the realm of Olam Haba. Nechama's mother, she tells about Nechama's grandfather, Rabbi Gross, Zichron Levracha. For those who now know, they can picture Bubby. So he was a Jew who loved Torah and Mitzvah so much that he sat in the sukkah in Miami and he was mamish loving it. He was having the best time. And I can't be masik that. I can't be masik that. Because when I was first married and we were sitting in the sukkah in Miami, I couldn't take it. The second year, my in-laws did me a toiva, and they bought an air conditioning unit for me because I couldn't take it. Because my Olam Haba was conflicting with my Olam Hazeh. But for Rabbi Gross, the mitzvah of sukkah, the tzela de mehamnusa, there was no conflict. He was sitting there sweating in the 50s and 60s in Miami. There was no air conditioning in the house. I don't even know if they had, but they certainly didn't have in the sukkah, like spoiled me. He was sitting there sweating in the sukkah. He was the happiest man because he was b'tzela de mehamnusa, doing the mitzvah of Hashem. Because he was mamash living. He was living olam haba. He was living olam haba in olam hazeh. So we're not on the madrega, so we feel a little bit unsettled, but that's okay. The goal is that we should realize that right now we're orienting towards sukkahs. We're getting ourselves focused on a time in a way that we can merge and marry the extreme experience of olam haba of Yom Kippurim and bring that into our Chag HaAsifa, our physical world, on sukkahs. We're going to bring guests, ushpizin from Olam Haba, into our sukkah. We're going to bring the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam into the sukkah. So these days, they're complicated days, but we should realize what they are. They're days of transition. They're days of movement from extreme, pure Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, but with the eye towards sukkahs. And that's why Rav Kook says it's called Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos, because only once we get to Sukkot, now we can start trying to balance this Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh Chiyus. So halavai, we should be zoche to keep this in mind. Not to let Yom Kippur be some kind of like isolated event. Of course Yom Kippur is isolated because it's kulo, it's totally the other world. But the goal is going to be, can we take that other world and bring it into this world? Can we raise ourselves up to the level where it's all one? To the level of the tzaddik, to the level of seeing how Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh fit together? You know, maybe that's for tzaddikim beyond our capacity, but just to realize that that's the avoda, I thought this was such a beautiful insight, beautiful piece.